relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
This is Biden privilege. My gosh, for all of the discussion on white privilege or privilege period, there is no privilege, Sean, like progressive privilege. There's no privilege like that Biden privilege. You can snort Parmesan cheese out of your shag carpet and lose a computer and sign a drop slip for it and still be taken seriously when you say, I don't know, that may have been mine. You can lie on a 4473 and yet you can still then come out with a book right after your dad gets into the White House and go on your rehabilitation tour for your public image. It's that Biden privilege.
Where did the shag carpet come from? Does she know more than I do? Has she seen some video that is on the laptop? Who knows? She's Dana Loesch. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I like that. The Biden privilege. What a great list of the things you can get away with Biden privilege, including lying on a federal form when you're purchasing a firearm, saying, drug problem? What drug problem? I smoke or snort, or I'm a supreme bad leader from Star Wars, Parmesan cheese, because I'm Hunter Biden. I can get kicked out of the military for being a drug addict. I can crash a rental car with my dead brother's attorney general law enforcement badge in the vehicle with my crack pipe and just walk away. Biden privilege. What a great way to start the third hour of the show. What is this? This is from Mr. G giving me updates as we do live radio. Hunter also mentioned he would crawl around his floor looking for crack in the carpet. And sometimes it was Parmesan cheese. See the things I miss? The things why we have a team here. I did not realize he was trying to snort the shag carpet or roll the shag carpet into his crack pipe. Stop it, Gorka. You're going off on a tangent there. So much to discuss. I want to get to your calls. Kevin, Greg, don't go anywhere. But the biggest story of the day, we discussed it tangentially with Lord Black, but we have to give you the actual cut. This is what Governor DeSantis said last night to Tucker Carlson when CBS 60 Minutes used to have a name. It used to have a reputation. Not anymore. I just tweeted it out in the break. CBS is a joke. And if you watch 60 Minutes, you're a clown. Why? Because of this. Cut two. Play cut.
I didn't watch the show because it's sad to see something as great as 60 Minutes so thoroughly degraded as it has been. But really quick, did they mention the bottom line number, which is the corona death rate? How does Florida's death rate compare to, say, I don't know, New York or California?
Well, New York is one of the top in the country. Florida, there's 26 states that are higher than Florida per capita mortality, and there's 40 states that are higher than us for 65 and up mortality, which is that was our focus. And now since we vaccinated so many seniors, we are seeing the hospitalizations among seniors plummet. So what we did has worked. And obviously, they were in Florida for 3 months, 60 Minutes, trying to drudge up any dirt that they could use to smear me. And the best they could come up with is a baseless conspiracy theory that was easily debunked, not just by me, which they had to edit out, but by two very prominent Democrats in the state of Florida.
I doubt it will be the last. If people keep coming to your state, I have the feeling that we'll see more 60 Minutes on you, and not in a good way. Ron DeSantis, Governor of Florida, thank you.
And also on Fox, the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, with a little reminder of why nobody in America should be surprised. Cut eight.
And I came to realize that Joe Biden has a history, going back at least to the Bork nomination under Ronald Reagan, of smearing and lying and going after people in vicious personal ways. Again, with Clarence Thomas in the Bush administration. And now, of course, with this most recent thing, where when you're a liberal Democrat and the Washington Post gives you four Pinocchios because you lied so thoroughly, and then two nights later, he goes on ESPN and he lies again.
Yes, it's not new. This is the thing that I'm still angry about. We had a whole election campaign. Not only did he become president, but Joe Biden was allowed to campaign as the Democrat nominee for that position with basically nobody. I think even in the conservative media, with the exception, it wasn't even media, it was Michael Pack, it was one filmmaker. We had him on the show, we promoted the film. Only this show really discussed repeatedly who Joe Biden really is in terms of his racism. Specifically, one story alone should have been the GOP clarion call for the last election. Just that 50-second clip of Clarence Thomas, nominee to the Supreme Court, telling the world, the only reason that I'm being blocked by the Democrats in the Senate is because I'm a black conservative. That moment, with that steely delivery, with his wife Ginny sitting beside him, sorry, behind him, you can see it all on C-SPAN. You can see the whole hearing when he said, you are doing this because I'm an uppity black and this is a high-tech lynching, but I refuse to stand down. And who is he talking to? Whose eyes is he staring into? Joe Robinette Biden Jr., the chairman of that committee, that racist Democrat, that bigoted machine politician who was the face, who was the orchestrator, who was the conductor of that high-tech lynching. And we let him win the election. He's the same Joe Biden. Let's go to your call. Somebody else who's not very happy, but in this case, with me. Kevin in Houston, line two.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. I wish I could call under happier circumstances because, by and large, I agree with you. But you and I had a discussion, and I don't know whether you assumed or whether you had some special knowledge at the time, but you assumed that people would be held accountable, Democrats would be held accountable for their malfeasance against the president when they lied to a federal judge repeatedly, and nothing happened. Nobody lost their law licenses for any period of time. Nobody went to jail to make large rocks and make them into small rocks. Nobody paid the price, which tells me, being a student of economics, that which is repeated will be yet again done because there's no price to be paid for doing it.
What has economics got to do with the felonious use of the intelligence services?
That which is rewarded is repeated.
Oh, you're talking about incentives. In this case, okay, so what's your issue? Is your issue with me or with the phenomenon?
My issue is, well, you personally said that, yes, there would be indictments. Yes, there would be people rolling. Yes, there would be people going federal.
What I said was, Kevin, if you are a loyal listener to the show, is what? What did I say exactly? I said...
You said to me...
Hang on, Kevin. Now I get to talk. It's how it works in a conversation. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do I look like a law enforcement official? Do I carry a badge and a gun with federal credentials? I'm not in a position to guarantee anything. What I do on this show is I listen to people who have the access and the expertise over decades. That's why people like John Solomon, Victoria Tansing, people like Joe DiGenova are regular guests on this show. I interview them. I talk to them for 3 hours a day. And what I did is I reported their words. And I said, based upon what they have told me as somebody who's never served a day in the Department of Justice, who's never been a federally credentialed law enforcement officer, yes, people will go to jail based upon what I'm hearing. Now, am I angry that nothing happened except a junior DOJ lawyer called Klein Smith who forged a CIA document to lie and perpetrate the intelligence operation against us? Kevin, you do understand I was one of the targets, right? As a member of the Trump administration. Do you think I'm happy with how things resulted?
I don't think you're happy, but I think you assume facts, not in evidence.
No, I didn't assume anything. I listened to those who should know.
They were all wrong.
What and what?
Maybe
what were you?
Really
were you in control?
To,
were you
sir.
In possession of evidence to the contrary?
I know they've got it, the junior official that you talked about, suborned perjury.
Yes.
If you or I suborn perjury to a federal judge, we don't have a law license. We would be making.
Right. No, but I'm asking you, Kevin, what are the facts in evidence you had that you knew people would go to prison or wouldn't go to prison? What did you have?
I told you at the time that nobody would be held accountable.
Based on what? What was the evidence you had that they wouldn't?
Because you refused to admit, or to yourself at least, there is a protected class, and it's got a big D.
I talk about it every single day. But you saying you know is more arrogant than me saying I trust on people and rely on people who do or should know. There is a big difference. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/Gorka to protect your data today.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Is the Superman theme for me? Is it for President Trump? Or is it for Mike Lindell? You get to choose. That's why it's America First. From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the new faith-based comedy Church People, starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone. Check it out. America's youth pastor wants to get back into the true spirit of his mission, but then his church leadership wants to perform a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service. You'll be laughing out loud. You can stream it today. Mike's new movie. Go to salemnow.com. It's called Church People. And use my name for extra discounts. That's salemnow.com. Mike Lindell's movie, Church People. And promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, let's talk about China. We've got a caller who wants to talk about China. First, let's go to Greg Gutfeld. Congratulations to Greg for his new daily show on Fox. Did I tell you I'm getting a show on Newsmax? Yes, this Sunday, the first episode of Gorka's Reality Check. Set your timers, set your alarm, set your DVR. 7 p.m., repeated 10 p.m., Sunday evening, my new show on Newsmax, which you can watch for free. Yeah, download the app on your phone. If your cable provider isn't conservative, just download the app. Let's listen to Greg, who has something to say about all these woke corporations who suddenly think they get to lecture us about what's right and wrong with our electoral system. Cut six.
So screw you, MLB. Your stupid exhibition game is about as entertaining as a match of cornhole on ESPN at 3 a.m. in the morning. And screw Delta and screw Coke. In fact, screw all corporations. You stupid execs are cowards and bad golfers. You cheat on your taxes and you cheat on each other. I hope Dems raise the corporate tax to 99%, except on Fox, which should be tax exempt. Maybe I'm turning socialist, but after years of proclaiming corporations as engines of free markets, I realize they're locomotives run by meth heads who'll do anything to save their own hides. It's profit over people, no matter how many inclusion coordinators they hire. They'll turn a blind eye to China's slave labor, knowing that adding a diversity fun run to whatever History Month currently celebrated will stoke the woke in human resources.
Nice. He has a way. His monologues are a little bit different from Tucker's, but they are very, very entertaining. Congratulations, Greg. Let's stay on this topic of China. Greg in California, line three. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was calling because after Biden went to China with his son, Hunter, on Air Force Two, and the Chinese handed Hunter $1 billion, I believe they've got so much on Hunter and Joe Biden surveilling and promises made by him, they could put them in prison, and plus all the dealings since then. So China has now become, now that Joe's there, they are going, they humiliated our diplomats with the first meeting, and Joe didn't say anything about it, except hand his diplomats some Vaseline. And I think they're going to continue now to be very aggressive because they know he's not going to do a thing because they could put him to jail with what they probably got. And they're going to humiliate us internationally. And now the aggression militarily is going to increase because you see what they're doing in the Philippines and all these areas now. And they probably feel militarily they're also our equal or better now. And I think because of them, they feel Joe's just going to bend over for everything they tell him, and he's not going to do anything of real consequence.
We're losing you, Greg. We're losing the connection. Who knows what the Chinese have on Biden, the son? Clearly, they have everything that was on that laptop. If U.S. reporters have it, so do the Chinese. And the fact that his company got $1.4 billion with a B dollars from the Communist Bank of China after he went to China with his father on Air Force Two. That's enough to blackmail anybody. Jeff, you said something offline yesterday about everything we're witnessing with Major League Baseball, with the NBA, and China. Could you expound on that? Because I think it helps people try and understand the insanity of these woke corporations and sporting leagues.
Yeah, I think a big thing like with Major League Baseball, the last at least 5 years, maybe even 10 years, they're losing audience because there's so many different content, especially with young people. They've been
when people are watching, you know, Netflix and YouTube and whatever,
video games, everything,
video games,
that type of stuff.
Right.
They're trying to, you know, speed up the games. They've been experimenting with different rules, extra innings. They're putting runners on second base, all this different stuff because they know they need to get into younger people. Somehow they need to be able to expand their audience, and everything they've done has not worked. And if you look at the NBA, about 10, 15 years ago, they had a very popular player, Yao Ming. NBA
yes.
is pretty popular in China. MLB just signed a deal last week with China to be able to get TV over there.
Right.
That's how they're trying to expand their base. It's outside of this country, so they don't really care.
Does this – you're a big sports guy. You've got history in this. You follow it. You're my, you know, expert on these issues. Where does this lead to eventually? If they've so surrendered to that market that they'll do anything. They don't care about the slave labor camps in Xinjiang. It doesn't matter. Are these leagues simply going to become Chinese leagues that are only kept alive by the money from that market, and they're just going to ignore what Americans want?
Well, since all this stuff started in sports the last 5 years, I don't know anyone that's liked it. They have not increased any fans. Every year, you're just losing fans. And I think the trend's going to continue. If they continue to do this, every year you're going to have less and less people interested in our country.
And there's nothing, as a guy who likes sports, there's nothing they can do to make up that lost audience. All these kind of dickering with the rules, that doesn't really make any difference, does it?
No.
So they really can't compete.
Oh, I mean, here's the thing. If MLB loses 10% of your audience, you still have a huge league. You're still going to make a ton of money. The teams are still worth, almost all of them are worth over $1 billion. You can take a 10% hit.
Right. Can you imagine American sportsmen living in a league that only makes money out of China? Would they be happy with that?
Some would. Which is the problem.
Depressing, right?
Yes, exactly.
And we let it happen. How did we do that? How did an America that says we won the Cold War because human beings are made in the image of our Creator, because of that innate dignity, we didn't realize, but when all of these leagues started playing footsie under the table, on the table, above the table, with the biggest communist dictatorship in the world, and we kind of just lurched for the snooze button. There will be consequences. Let's continue the discussion on the corporations, especially the woke social media corporations. How bad is it? Is there anything that can be done about it? With none other than the senior technology correspondent for that juggernaut, Breitbart.com. Stay on America First. Violent crime is on the rise. Demonstrators burning down buildings, looting businesses, and threatening people's lives. Criminals get a get-out-of-jail-free card because of COVID, and they're talking about defunding the police. It's no wonder people are purchasing guns like never before. The need to be prepared for you and your family's safety and security has never been greater. That's where U.S. Law Shield comes in. They keep their members informed about ever-changing state and federal gun laws, and as a member, you'll learn how you can lawfully defend yourself and your family. For just $10.95 per month, get immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline, and you won't pay a penny in attorney's fees if a nightmare self-defense scenario ever happens to you. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW. That's 833-4-GUN-LAW. Or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
As Twitter made clear, the right to cut off speech lies most powerfully in the hands of private digital platforms. The extent to which that power matters for purposes of the First Amendment and the extent to which that power could lawfully be modified raise interesting and important questions. Subtle understatement, but incredibly important, as a clarion call from none other than Associate Justice Clarence Thomas on the decision to ban a man with more than 80 million followers on Twitter, the duly elected President of the United States, we must discuss. And who better than the man who has the title Senior Technology Correspondent for the most influential conservative website in the known universe. The website is Breitbart.com, and he is, of course, Alan Bukhari. Alan, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Seb. Great to be back.
All right. We have so much to discuss. You've promised you're going to come in the studio. We're going to go through your book, Deleted, hashtag deleted, chapter by chapter. But first, you know, I love Clarence Thomas. I've met Clarence Thomas. He's a great man. Just what he did to stand up to the elite mob when they tried to stop him for being a black conservative when he was nominated to the Supreme Court alone deserves our praise and recognition. But I didn't expect him to come out and make the statement he did with regards to social media. From your perspective, as the man who's followed these things so closely, who's written the book, how significant is this week's statement from the Supreme Court?
I think it's very significant because if you look at what Clarence Thomas is saying, he's talking about technology companies potentially being designated as public utilities or places of public accommodation, which would severely restrict legally their ability to deny service to customers. So that's a big deal. Obviously, we don't know if any of the other justices share his opinion. You know, this is one opinion on the Supreme Court. But he's also the other significant thing he said was that the Supreme Court may soon have to issue a ruling on tech censorship. And it's really like it's also a message to Congress. He's saying, you know, Congress, you should consider making new laws because we will have to rule on this issue soon. So he's telling politicians to get their act together.
So we'll ask the question why a decision needs to be brought in a moment. But let's live in the real world, because that's where I like to drive issues on America First. Given what happened before the election and after the election, the punting of any decision to do with the transparency of decisions taken at the state level, do you in fact have confidence that the Supreme Court will even touch, I guess, the third rail of social media and big tech, Alan?
Well, from what Thomas's statement indicates, you know, they would prefer that Congress acts. I think that's what the Supreme Court always prefers. But, you know, Thomas's statement is very clear. Time is running out. He said, we will soon have no choice but to address how our legal doctrines apply to these highly concentrated, privately owned digital platforms. So he's saying, you know, the time is coming. Time is approaching. So I think it will happen eventually. And, you know, Congress is stuck in this partisan divide where the Democrats pressure tech companies for even more censorship. And the Republicans, you know, pressure, you know, write angry letters and hold hearings about censorship, but don't actually, you know, write any laws to do to deal with the problem. So you've got this partisan logjam in Congress where nothing will really happen because you don't have the votes either way. So I think it might actually come down to a Supreme Court ruling.
Yes, it looks like it may have to be. That's the only resort. For those who live on another planet, for those who don't use social media, for the millennial generation who doesn't really get involved in politics, give your summation of why something has to happen. Why is there something rotten in the state of Denmark that is high tech?
So, I mean, social media and the internet in general, I think, was a way for conservatives, for people with dissident political views, to really get their message out around the firewall of the mainstream media. You know, we just had, you know, a great example of how dishonest the mainstream media can be with the way PBS went after DeSantis recently. You know, social media is a way to challenge those narratives, to give people the full story, the full picture. And, you know, we saw that with the rise of the Drudge Report, the rise of Breitbart, all these amazing conservative websites that wouldn't exist without internet freedom and internet free speech. So this is why I think the Democrats and the left have realized that they need to, you know, kill internet freedom, because if they don't, you know, their allies in the mainstream media will lose their power to set the narrative. And this is what they've accomplished very successfully over the past 4 years by pressuring tech companies to adopt all these nonsense words like disinformation and fake news and conspiracy theories to censor their political opponents. And this is why I think you need industry-wide regulation to protect American internet users' right to free speech, to read what they want, to say what they want.
We will discuss all of those issues, especially the newfound phrase that I like, which is Blue Anon, with our special guest, Alan Bukhari. He is the senior technology correspondent for Breitbart.com, author of Hashtag Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Did you know the average price of a hearing aid in America is over $2,400 a pair? That's why there's MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered digital hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. Their Volt Plus model is just $299.99 each when you buy a pair. That's nearly 90% less. MD Hearing Aid was founded by an ENT surgeon who saw how many of his patients needed hearing aids but couldn't afford them. He made it his mission to develop a quality hearing aid that anyone could afford. MD Hearing Aid's Volt Plus model is rechargeable and waterproof in up to 3 feet of water. You don't even need a prescription or a doctor's appointment. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. MD Hearing Aid has brought affordable hearing to over 600,000 satisfied customers. They have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Plus, veterans love MD Hearing Aid. Russell J. says he's worked around F-4 fighter jets for many years in the Navy, and he thought he'd never hear again like this. He put the Volt Plus in and could actually hear the leaves crackling under his feet. It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code GORKA to get their buy one, get one, $299.99 each offer. Plus, they're adding a free extra charging case, $100 value, just for listeners of America First. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code GORKA, or you can even call them at 1-855-295-4031. That's 1-855-295-4031, or just go to mdhearingaid.com.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Make your feet happy. Don't just get a good night's rest with one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. He's only sold 51 million of them. His latest product, he's got over 100, is his sheepskin slippers. My whole team has them. They're superlative. I even wear them out of the house. Just don't tell anybody. Right now, the left wing is trying to cancel Mike. 24 corporations are boycotting his products. Go straight to his website. Send a message to the fascistic cancel culture left. Use my name and Mike's going to give you up to 66% off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. We are back with the man who has the Twitter handle, Libertarian Blue. Follow him right now. Senior technology correspondent for Breitbart.com. Alan Bukhari is the author of Hashtag Deleted. Everybody needs to read it. If you don't understand how much of a threat to our freedoms big tech is, you've got to read Hashtag Deleted. But let's give them a little tease, I think they call it in the trade. Alan, as the person who wrote this book, who's delved into these issues, share with us something that shocked even you when you did the research for Hashtag Deleted.
Well, what shocked me was this realization that, censorship goes way beyond just, blocking one or two people, kicking off one or two people. Big tech platforms have the power to suppress and amplify entire networks of people. There's actually a field, you can look it up, called network analysis. And it's how these tech platforms detect different groups of people. They used to use it for marketing, detect, networks of, people who like to buy sneakers or things like that. But they can detect political networks as well. So when one person in network gets married, like Donald Trump, everyone who is following that user, tweeting similar things, tweeting similar links about similar issues, and it lowers their hidden score. Everyone has a hidden score on Twitter, on Google, and on Facebook, which determines where you're going to appear in search rankings and on people's news feed.
A score score that only the corporation can see.
Yes, it's very similar to the Chinese social credit score, actually, because the more you defy Silicon Valley's progressive values, the lower your score goes.
Yes. By the way, the communist Chinese social credit score. So, if that's the case, and we are conservatives. And they're clearly messing with the First Amendment, with the not just the freedom of speech, this new phrase they have, this Orwellian freedom of reach of an individual. Shouldn't we, isn't there a catch-22 for us, Alan, that as conservatives, we don't really favor government intervention? We don't like to see the heavy hand of the state come in and to skew the market into another direction to pick winners and losers. But are we at a point where it just has to happen, not just in terms of regulation, but potentially breaking up these companies? How do you, as Libertarian Blue, how do you balance that tension?
Well, the funny thing about my Twitter handle is I haven't been a libertarian for a long time, but if you change your Twitter handle, you lose your verified checkmark, which unfortunately is quite important if you want to avoid that sort of search engine newsfeed hidden censorship. So it's actually important, so I can't change it. But I will say, you know, no one wants like a bureaucracy picking and choosing what companies can and can't do. That's a bit on that can easily be corrupted as well. But I think, you know, Clarence Thomas gets to the heart of the issue, which is, you know, these companies have become kind of like public utilities. And we've got this situation developing in America where not just tech companies, but all kinds of corporations believe they can discriminate against people on the basis of their political viewpoint. So I think there has to be a massive change about how the way these corporations are regulated and the grounds on which they're able to cut off service to people, because we can't have a situation developing where we have second-class citizens on the basis of their politics.
You intimated in a prior segment here on America First that one side, the Democrat side, actually wants more censorship, more control over the freedom of speech of their fellow Americans. And the other side, the Republican Party, may have hearings. They do. Rasputin appears. We see, you know, we see Jack Dorsey. We see the robotic Mark Zuckerberg. But then nothing ever happens. Nothing ever changes. So are we just condemned to be more and more censored?
I think probably for the moment, yes, because you don't have that majority in Congress that can do anything about it. I mean, yeah, the Republicans hold hearings, they write letters. That's really all they can do because the votes aren't there to change the regulation at the moment. And, you know, that's probably a good thing because if the Democrats had majority, they'd just like push for punishments on these tech companies to force them to censor even more kinds of content.
And where do you stand on this big question? The president said that he's got a new social media platform ready to drop. One of our good sponsors, our buddy Mike Lindell, said his new Frank speech platform will be deployed in about a week's time. Should we boycott the existing platforms that we're already on as conservatives, or is it a multiplicity that we should be aiming for?
I think you should be on as many platforms as possible. You know, you don't want to exclude yourself from Twitter or Facebook because that's where you can go to, like, talk to normal people, people who are undecided, who are on the fence. And, you know, if you exclude yourself from the platform, you're giving the Democrats a huge advantage in terms of persuading undecided voters. That's why you need access to those platforms. But it's very, very good that all these alternatives are developing because I think conservatives, because of all the censorship they're facing, are going to get extremely good at like moving from different platforms, organizing on different platforms. They'll become much more adept at it than progressives, and that'll give them a big advantage going forward.
And we've only got a minute left with Alan Bukhari, senior technology correspondent for Breitbart.com, the author of Hashtag Deleted. There are some positive signs, are there not? Whether it's individual states such as Ron DeSantis in Florida taking some actions, whether it's other countries like Poland saying you can sue social media companies. So it's not just a dark glass. It's not a glass half full, is it?
Yeah, no, I think we're getting to the point where more and more influential and powerful people around the world realize that the power of Silicon Valley is out of control and needs to be reined in. Even the socialist president of Mexico has turned this into a big issue. He's promised to raise it at the next international summit. So I think you're going to see other countries around the world, countries you may not even expect, that saying, look, we set the rules, Silicon Valley doesn't. And if they try to interfere in our politics and our elections, we're gonna regulate them. I think that's going to be a trend we'll see in the next 2 years.
The end of the day, whatever your politics are, You should be against this kind of action by those who are trying to control the speech of citizens who are protected in their freedom of speech by our Constitution, a Constitution like no other. The book is hashtag deleted. Follow our guest at Libertarian Blue, Alan Bakari, Senior Technology Correspondent for Breitbart.com. Thank you, Alan. Can't wait to see you in studio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
It is, on the face of it, something so easy to dismiss, isn't it? Oh, social media. It's a kind of, isn't it funny that, I don't know about you, but I have this dichotomous attitude to social media. On the one hand, it's kind of laughable. Social media, TikTok, Instagram selfies, GIFs or GIFs, whichever you prefer. So you kind of don't want to take it seriously. It's not a real medium, social media. But then again, you look at our personal habits and you look at the polls, and what do we find? I don't know about you, but if you're into social media, it is all too easy to be on it far too much, hours a day. And on top of that, even if we're not addicted to getting that dopamine hit, oh, I got a like, oh, somebody retweeted me. Most Americans get a lot of their information and a lot of their quote-unquote news from social media. I mean, God bless talk radio. If I had to measure it, if I did an analysis for a week, I'm quite convinced of the fact that the majority of the things I know about what is happening in the world, in America, in politics, in the economy, in national security, what have you, I get from listening to conservative talk radio. It is the primary input for me for information and for you, for the millions of you listening. But how many people out there who get a vote, who are citizens just as much as you are, get their information from a curated and censored source like Facebook, like Twitter, like YouTube, like Google News? Oh, by the way, we have to verify this. I do think, as somebody sent me, there was no Easter message on the Google homepage on Sunday. Why would there be? So, at the end of the day, irrespective of your politics, we have to get serious. When you see the internal videos, you see Jack Dorsey saying, Donald Trump, he's just the first guy we're going to delete. The first guy. He said one of many accounts. 90 million followers, 74 million voters. We gotta fix it. It's up to us. Get engaged, get involved. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now, more than ever, because they want to provoke you, stay frosty. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and you have found relief nowhere else, you must try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their everyday pain, me included. Just listen to our friend who has sent this incredible endorsement, Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That number, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. Do it now.